is based on you leaving out here in a team spirit. All right? I'm gonna share some things with you this morning. Leave out here in a team spirit, meaning that what Ephesians said, every joint supplied. See, now, we're in a phase of maturity here at Word of Life. It's time for us. Now, I'm fully prepared to bring you places you've never been before. All right, but you're gonna have to be in a receiving mode, and you have to honor the word. Okay. Now I'm gonna say two things. The religious spirit is a beast, and the racism spirit is a bastard. I want you to write that down. The religious spirit is a beast. It attacks the truth. And the racism spirit come from that religious spirit. It's a bastard spirit because God ran on the just and as well as the unjust. All right, here's what you have to create from this room this morning when you go in the sanctuary. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. You'll be the atmosphere. Secondly, anointing. Being able to flow with the Holy Ghost. Thirdly, authority. No one come in and change nothing that God didn't change. All right? Okay. Now, I'm going to share with you. I have to preach this to you in the days to come. But you must remember that you are an agent of change. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world, and there's a yeast on the inside of you that causes things to expand and enlarge in the spirit realm. Are you understanding me? When Jesus taught us in the Beatitude about being meek, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You remember that? Blessed are the peacemakers. See, agents of change. See, you're supposed to be meek. You're supposed to be peacemaker. Blessed are the pure in heart. Well, he said he'll see God, wouldn't he? And you have to understand, when you're an agent of change, there are going to be persecution. But remember, persecution cannot stop prosperity. If you prosper in the things of God, and I'm not talking about just material things, when you prosper in the spirit realm, persecution can't stop you. But I come to share with you. A young man was driving me. I said, drive me to the back, because I want to tell you that the atmosphere changes the environment. The environment does not change the atmosphere. So when you go in that sanctuary in the morning, you got to be focused. And you have to be ready to flow with the Holy Ghost. So let me break something else down to you. Whether you like it or not, you are part of an apostolic team. And when I say apostolic team, it's no new religion, it's no new denomination, it's just the Bible. Thank you, son. It's just the Bible. Territorial takers. For the kingdom of God. See, you God's agent. And the mongerista. You must recognize that there are going to be differences, but the Spirit of God make oneness. Character in each individual may be a little different. But there's a characteristic in each one of us that is the same. Christ in me, the hope of glory. If you allow the Holy Spirit this morning, You will get every answer you need. When the word is cooked properly, the meal have all the nutrients and the vitamin in it you need. If you eat it properly. This is never, and I know this better than any one of y'all, this is never a one-man show. God always deal with a team. God always deal with people at large. Territorial government take this whole area over. Kingdom, write it down. Kingdom, territorial government by the Holy Ghost using people to bring God on the scene to declare that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings in this area. Matter of fact, everywhere you go here. All right, this will help you catch on. This will help you catch on. The Holy Spirit help you, man. Your dream must be unlocked in a team spirit. I mean, just give me that. I didn't have that. See, you can't be no Long Ranger. So your dream has to be unlocked in a team spirit. And that's why I told you about the apostolic team. Now, the apostolic team is the highest you can go in the spirit world. That's the highest office in the spirit world. You so happen to be chosen by God to be a joint in and on that team. Hear me? Nothing fully perfect, but everything is powerful. Because the scripture have said, power come in our weaknesses. God is our infirmities are covered by another authority. You must get to the point, every word comes out of my mouth is for you. You look at the point to the left, you look at the point to the right, say it may not be for them, but it's for me. And when you make that decision, the Holy Spirit will unfold that word and you'll see something that I didn't see. Why would you dare leave here the same? That's a religious spirit. You didn't come here to do no duty. You come here to meet God. You come here to hear God's voice. Don't let a man get in the way, a woman get in the way. You come here to hear God's voice. God has your answer. What? You tell me something God can't answer. We got to go in that sanctuary with this on our mind. God going to speak to us today. God going to speak to me today. You have to expect that. You either, listen to me. You either expect it or reject it. There's a spirit of rejection. And he'll try all of us. If something said like you don't like it, The spirit of rejection said, I don't receive that. Well, I'll be doggone. I don't receive that. See? No, let the spirit, if you don't understand it, let the Holy Spirit do his job. You got to watch everything dressed up. Satan can change, transform himself into an angel of light. And you got to be careful. Then the Bible says, even fool the very elect. Got it? See, when you, what time is it? When we are going into the realm of maturity, he's going to try to block you some way. See? So I have to watch my dance in the spirit all the time. Because I'm devin' in ground that religion don't want you to go. Okay? Okay. Never let spiritual things be routine. You're gonna miss something. See. Never exchange the word routine and revelation. Always expect revelation when you come in the presence of God. What happened? I'm prepared to talk spiritually, but you're not prepared to listen spiritually. Remember, we go in this sanctuary. Remember, it's not a TV show. God is ready, I'm going to say this and let you go. God is ready to show himself strong in your life on his behalf and your behalf. How you come out means so much to God. No matter what attack you're going through, God is concerned how you come out. He has his hand set to make sure you come out right. So every exhort, I said to my shelf this morning, I got two shelves in the house right now working. I said to them, look, this is a team spirit. You here to make it easy for me. I ain't got time to be thinking about no food. And I said to the choir, to the musician, to the elders, to the parking lot attendants, to the greeters, to the ushers, to everybody hand. That the everybody hand is on this thing. The intercessors, we got to thank team spirit. If we're gonna let the Holy Spirit pull this off, I said it that way on purpose. For centuries, these religious spirit been running the church and the racism spirit. Let me tell you something. No matter who come here, no matter movie star, I don't care who they are, treat them compassionately, lovingly, but don't you get overwhelmed with them. I'm trying to think of that boy's name. In the movie. Huh? Who? No. Denzel. I don't care if Denzel come here. Shake a hand with the man. The man didn't come here to take no picture with you. So y'all gonna have to leave him alone. You see what I'm saying? Get ready for mature. Grow up. Jesus, you have a son, and take a picture with him. You see my point? So lift your hand. Let's create an atmosphere, an anointing, an authority to receive from God. Father, I thank you for the precious people that are under the sound of my voice. This morning, as a team, we go in as one man, and we are willing to hear, give you praise and worship, and receive from what you want us to have today, and to minister to who to whom you have desired designed for us to minister to. We thank you. We leave this building, go into another building, but we know the building don't make us. We make the building. So we're going in the attitude of faith and the attitude of love and the attitude as one man in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all prepare for service.